Welcome to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. If you're dedicating your time, energy, and focus into building an awesome body, but the sacrifices that you're making just aren't producing all of the same great feelings they once did, then this podcast is for you. Or if the bodybuilding and training success that you've worked so hard to earn isn't providing all of the happiness you thought it would when you started on your journey, and you even think it might be getting in the way of your overall happiness in life, this podcast will offer you insight and perspective. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is specifically designed to help dedicated bodybuilding and fitness enthusiasts who find themselves asking, is this all there is from time to time? No matter how great they physically look and feel, or how many people respect and admire what they've been able to accomplish with their bodies. Skip LaCour is a six-time national drug-free bodybuilding champion who has been a leader in the bodybuilding and fitness world for over 25 years. He is a success coach, speaker, and business owner. Skip helps ambitious men understand and execute effective leadership and influence skills so that they reach their goals in life with more clarity and confidence. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is jam-packed with simple and effective strategies and distinctions that will help you break out of your current way of thinking and take action so you can finally create a better overall quality of life. It will get you on the path toward more happiness and fulfillment and a new empowering identity that's significantly more meaningful than just having a great body.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this More Than Just Muscles podcast. I am Skip LaCour, and this More Than Just Muscles podcast is all about you and me, our mutual passion and dedication for the bodybuilding and fitness lifestyle, and we want a more complete, a more fulfilling overall life. And how can we do that? How can we be so dedicated and focused to bodybuilding and fitness? It's part of our identity, and create that balance in life. We hear about balance, balance, balance all the time. Even our fitness experts, they talk about balance, and we look at them. Is that balanced? What about this part? You know, and the things that are important to you that they don't seem to put a high priority on. Well, how can I have what they have, but I want this? Or they have that, and that's not important. I mean, their definition of balance that they're so proud of, that they're preaching to you, may not be your definition of balance, and their definition of balance wouldn't make you happy, right? And so how do you make it all work? How do you make it all work? This More Than Just Muscles podcast is my sincere desire to create a platform. I don't know if there is any other platform like this on the internet where the goal is to embrace our passion for bodybuilding and fitness and the dedication to lifestyle and have a complete, fulfilling life. Or that's the target we're shooting for. We're not saying, look, I just can't have that. That's not important. I just have to not have that in my life because, you know, I'm into my fitness and that takes priority. And I can't have love, connection, friends, people around me who support me, and financial wealth and security, right? Yeah, you got to give up things, and I'm willing to give those things up because this bodybuilding fitness is what I'm all about. And this is how I express myself. Can't have everything in life. You know, before you start coming to those conclusions, you know, it's just conversation. Just you and me, we're talking about this. We've gone through this same journey. We're living it. We're experiencing it. Let's just talk about it. That may be true. It may not be true. Those are things for you to decide. You know, during this More Than Just Muscles podcast, I'm just offering you my perspective of the world. And when anyone, including me, anyone gives you their perspective of the world, I want you to be a critical thinker. I want you to think about, all right, what do I know about them? What are their priorities? What are their values? What are their definitions of value? What pains were they experiencing in the past to come with this approach to life? Are they the same as mine? Can I relate to them, right? You got to be a critical thinker. But really, it's not about the other person. This really isn't about me. And I realize that when I get on this podcast, it's not about me. Everyone listening to this, they are translating, they're perceiving, they're taking in everything that I'm saying, and it's all about the question that they're asking, whether they're conscious of it or not, is how can I use this information to take my life to the next level? to experience thoughts and emotions and actions and that I really want. So do I take what they say in? Does it inspire me? Does it make me feel better? Does it motivate me to take a different series of actions? Am I learning a different series of actions? Or, again, as it you go through the filter of how can I use this information to take my life, my emotions, my experience to the next level, for some people it means I got to turn this thing off. This guy is ruining my flow. I have a pattern of thinking. It's working for me. I don't need this stuff in my head to take me off course. And that's how some people may be filtering this information, seeing how it affects them and how they can get more out of it. So it's always important for me to tell you that these are my experiences, this is my perception, but it's not just what I've gone through. I've always been fascinated with people and why we do the things we do ever since I was taken to a Zig Ziglar seminar and just turned on to the motivational speaking world and personal development and being the best you can be. And by the way, that was 6 years before my second passion was introduced in my life, and that's bodybuilding training. My first passion, who had a six-year head start, was that passion for becoming the best I can be and all the different strategies, right? And that's why if you've been following my work or you do an internet search, you see my articles, that element, that flavor, that hint of personal development is in everything that I talk about. You know, a direct hit would be a podcast like this one, but also in my training articles, my nutrition articles, contest preparation articles, right? You always had that element of personal development and that mindset in everything I do. So I went into my journey, not just in my own head. I observed everybody. And I've been in this now for, 25 years. And what some people would say, I achieved a relatively high level, probably more than most people. Sure, there's a lot of people who have achieved more, and I respect that. I understand that. I feel very, very comfortable with the approach that I took, how I dedicated, what I went for. When I retired from competitive bodybuilding, I don't have any of these regrets. Oh, I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have done that, And I'm still active, and I've expanded upon my life, right? So I'm not a bitter guy when it comes to this whole fitness and how we all create our lives centered around this or not. I'm certainly not bitter. I talk about this podcast as one of the only places where you got a friend, you got an ally, someone who's been through your shoes just talking about it. How do we merge all this? How do we have that body and dedication on our passion for whatever reasons we do it, right? Or whatever reasons we think we do it that may change over time, right? How can we do it and create the life that we want? There have been, I've seen other websites where there are people who are, done. They got so focused. They got dedicated. It took away from their life in so many ways that they're just bitter and angry, and they sit back and they feel bad about the amount of time and energy they invested in bodybuilding and fitness. And they laugh at the people who are so into it, right? Like they're caricatures. Look at this bodybuilding douchebag or Yahoo or whatever, right? I'm not in that place. Like I said, I'm still in it. I just found ways to expand upon it. And at the same time, with my experience, give you some advice, because I know I wish I would have had somebody to talk about this whole journey, because any direction you take in life, I don't care what it is, and I don't care how much you love bodybuilding and training. It could be any area of your life. There are going to be the positive things, right? That's why you do it, of course. And there are challenges. And those challenges, how you manipulate them in your head, how you deal with those challenges will make you or break you. Your mindset, you controlling your emotions are everything. And, just having a bro to talk to you about, someone who's been in your shoes, maybe a little bit further along, who isn't bitter because he did achieve a lot in bodybuilding and training, and he made it to the other side to bounce off, even though it may have taken years. And, I can certainly relate to whatever stage you're at, right? So this is for you if you love bodybuilding and training and you want to incorporate deeper feelings and emotions and experiences, expand your life in a way that is even more than you already have, right? This is not, if you are certain, if you're certain that what you're doing makes you feel good, you don't care what anybody else thinks, you don't care about the other people, their different opinions, that's them, you're strong in your frame and you're enjoying this to the fullest, bless you. That is so awesome. I'm not here to change your point of view. I'm not here to put doubts in your mind if that's the way that you feel. You want to turn this off. And if you're new to listening to this More Than Just Muscles podcast, this isn't about sets and reps and diet. This isn't about contest preparation. This is about, again, taking your passion for bodybuilding and fitness and incorporating it into your life so you can get more out of life, have it a definition of balance that makes sense to you. And that's business, if that's what you want. It's long-term plans. It's short-term plans. It's branching out to relationships, friendships, marriage, children, all the things that, you know, a lot of times that I'll speak from my experience is, oh, I'm going to do that. Yep, I'm going to have all that stuff. Yep. Because I was certain who I am. I knew, you know, personal development. I knew about being the best that I can be. This is just the stage that I'm going through. I know what I'm doing here, right? It's all going to come. It's going to come. It's just a matter of time. But what happened was I just stayed in it longer and longer, and that stuff never came until I really started thinking, really taking a deep look at what I was doing. And, you know, what I realized is a lot of people ask me the type of questions that I was finally asking myself to put this all together in the life that I wanted. I realized that I had people who were concerned about me, who cared about me, who only wanted the best for me. They weren't haters. And they were asking me the same questions that I eventually started asking myself. It's just that, you know, I didn't see it the same way. And during this podcast, you know, in this particular episode of this More Than Just Muscles podcast, I want to talk about, you know, how do you get people to understand your love and your passion, your dedication for bodybuilding and fitness? How do you get supportive people in your life? How do you make them understand, regular people, people who aren't dedicated to bodybuilding and fitness? Because they're forcing you. Now, again, I'm just throwing this out there. I'm not saying you believe this, so I'm not saying this, but I hear this sentiment all the time, these type of complaints all the time, is that there people feel who are in bodybuilding training, they love the lifestyle, that people are making them choose them or your passion for bodybuilding and fitness. It's a either or type of thing, right? And you don't like being put in that position. You don't like them putting you in that position, right? And that's a complaint. That's a sentiment that I hear quite often on the internet. I've had it in many, many coaching sessions and things like that. And, you know, I want to give you a different perspective. And I really do know it's a different perspective than, you know, what you're going to hear and read on the bodybuilding message boards or the websites, or if you're on social media platforms and all of your connections are all people crazy passionate about bodybuilding and training, so much so that they have ab shots, selfie shots, training shots. You know, they're in a certain place. You're not going to hear this perspective. You're going to hear a perspective from someone who's been doing it for 25 years, have been to the high highs, right? And then kind of work to balance things out. It's a process. It's a long process. Took a lot of introspection. And just give you some things to think about. Also, again, at the same time, this isn't just my journey. It's the journey that I've observed literally. This isn't just throwing some number out there. Thousands of people have gone through the same path that you and I are going through. Their love for bodybuilding and fitness. I really mean that. You have to understand is that, so I had, you know, my social circle in real life, right, where it started, and people would be inspired by, you know, my physical body, my dedication. They would see how passionate I was about bodybuilding and training, and they wanted a piece of that. Whether they wanted muscles or lose body fat, they wanted control. They wanted passion. They wanted to go on a journey like I was going on, right? And those are some things I want to help you think about when you try to put yourself in other people's shoes. Understanding will make this challenge a lot easier. And so, you know, in my local circle, those people who wanted a piece of what I had. And then when I started writing for the muscle magazines and doing contests, nationally, you know, outside of my circle, I ran into a lot of people who wanted to get on this journey. They were on this journey to some extent, right? And I had certain positions like writers for like a big magazine. And so people, and a supplement company, the supplement companies. And so what people who wanted to get not just my attention, the attention of these magazines or supplement companies, they would use me as, hey, let me reach out to you. How can I, what can you tell me, or how can you help me connect with those other companies? So it put me in a position with a lot of driven, ambitious fitness people, bodybuilding and fitness people who wanted to go to the next level and their journeys, right? So literally thousands, and most of them peter out for whatever reasons, whether they just, you know, hey, fitness, it was great. It was a phase I went through, and they went on to other things. And, you know, that's the best case scenario, right? We do things to just feel better, and it's our way of doing it. You know, but it's the people who want it more, and they just got burned out, like they just gave their all, and then they feel they got shortchanged. You don't want to be that person. I see a lot of people get out of bodybuilding and fitness, they give up their love and passion for it because they can't make it work where it's worth that investment of time, energy, and emotion, the pain, the sacrifices that go with it. You don't want to be in that position. It's just that I have the perspective from witnessing, talking to people like that, that I can share into these discussions. So that's what this is all about. So we'll get into that. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more things to help you become more than just muscles in this journey called life. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. So you have your bodybuilding and training efforts going in the right direction. That's awesome. Are you now ready to take your entire life to the next level too? Sure, it takes a lot of focus and discipline to build a great body, but that's not going to automatically translate into an incredible overall life too, unless you have a clear-cut vision for exactly what you want for your life and an effective plan that you really believe in to make it happen. Maybe you've already realized this. Your body has improved dramatically. People compliment you all the time, but you still feel that there's something missing. What's your plan to become more than just a great body and create an amazing, balanced, overall quality of life that you can be proud of and confidently work toward? One-on-one peak performance coaching specialist Skip LaCour will help you channel all that your hard work, discipline, and abilities to become more than just muscles and help you build a life filled with confidence, passion, and purpose. You can have it all. Confidence in every social situation, wealth, opportunity, freedom, love, and connection, along with your impressive physical body and amazing health, when you know the strategies to put it all together and execute them on a continual basis. Go to SkipLaCourCoaching.com and see the different one-on-one life coaching plans Skip LaCour has to help you. Set up a free coaching session to see if this exclusive next-level one-on-one coaching program is right for you by sending Skip an email at Skip@SkipLaCourCoaching.com.
We are back with this More Than Just Muscles podcast. I am Skip LaCour. If you're new to this podcast, thank you so much for joining in. Hey, in the future, what I am looking to do to make this even better is that I want to have you call in. If you have situations, you want some perspective, some objectivity, you want to bounce your scenario. I talk with people just like you and me, different stages of their life, different levels of fulfillment or frustration all the time. So I'll be more than happy. You can not use your real first name or whatever. Whatever you want to do to reach out and connect, we can have situations like that. On this podcast, we could do it live. Now, here's the challenge doing that is that this is a very personal nature, right? And I understand that, you know, a lot of us who are into bodybuilding and training, I mean, this becomes our shield, right? Our way of blocking out all the pains, emotion, discomfort that we've experienced in life, this is our go-to place, right? So kind of exposing ourselves, you know, on a podcast that other people can hear, you know, and it's just, I know it's an uncomfortable place. I know that everybody doesn't want to do that, right? I can also, you know, record this podcast if that's something you want to do and you don't mind sharing your story. You know, you're like me. The reason why I share my stories, I got a lot of stories to tell you during this particular More Than Just Muscles podcast episode about my personal stories. I find a lot of power in sharing my stories and my pain because, number one, is I'm at a comfortable place right now where I see where it's serving me. I made it serve me in the bigger picture because I have time and distance from it. So I'm in a good place, so it's easier for me to share once I've made it to the other side. But I find a lot of power in sharing my pain because I know how much it helps other people. And I'm really committed to helping other people. That's why I'm here doing, you know, all these podcasts all the time, right? So, you know, being transparent, it's a really powerful, especially if you have a mission, you want to help other people, whether it's in bodybuilding and fitness or whatever it is you do. I know I have a lot of people who follow me from the personal development crowd. Sharing your pain, it's kind of counterintuitive, right? You want to establish yourself as an expert and you want people to respect you. And if we have these like fears inside, right, our challenges that we're ashamed of or we know we have to work through, why would sharing that with other people be so powerful? Well, I'll tell you is that in this internet age, and think about the people who you follow and you respect, are they perfect? You know, probably not. And if you think about it, you probably respect that they don't try to act perfect. There's probably something where you really admire what they've done, but then there's this layer of transparency, humbleness, they're self-aware that they're not perfect, and it puts you at ease, and you can accept their message a lot better. Sometimes when people on the internet, and I'm sure you've seen these people too, that just spend so much time, you know, trying to validate themselves, telling you how great they are. Now, they don't do that consciously, but you can, you know, that's their whole vibe, proving themselves over and over again. And it's just interesting, you know, their challenges, right? They just hammer the same points over and over again. And I don't think they realize that everybody else realizes that this is something major for them, that they're having a challenge to go through. That's why they talk about it so much. You know, I think they're saying, hey, I've got this handle, and that's why I'm talking about it so much. I think that people are smarter than that. They're more intuitive than that, and they realize this is something that, you know, you're going through. So you might as well just be open and honest about it, right, so that people will connect with you more, right? And I know it takes some courage to be that way, but at the same time, people know it anyway, right? So you might as well let them in. So, you know, if you have this dream someday of sharing your passion, your stories, helping other people, you know, finding that courage, that confidence to share your pain. And this is something I found. I mean, during my bodybuilding and training career, all I talked about with my articles was just how to perform better in the gym, how to be disciplined with your eating, how to have that physique that you really wanted. And you know what? I say this, nobody really asked about my personal life, and I'm glad that they didn't. Right, because I don't know how comfortable I would have been at that time. Now, it's a lot different era right now with social media. And again, think of the people who you really like and you really connect to. There's probably that element of they're great at what they do. And at the same time, you know, they're transparent, they're open with their challenges. And think about those experts who are pushing it too hard. You can tell they got some chinks in their armor, which is okay. We all have them. But they're holding back a little, or maybe they don't understand it and how, you know, that affects your relationship or how well you relate to them, right? We've seen them all. And so again, if this is something that you want to do someday, this might be a good format talking about it. You might, you know, like I said, I am committed to telling these stories. I did a, on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/SkipLacour. So youtube.com/SkipLacour. You know, I got an email about from a gentleman in his 20s who was balding. And I have so many stories, and I know that whole journey, what it's like to be balding in your early 20s. And, you know, I just shared about, I don't know, about three or four stories I could really empathize and, you know, talking about embarrassing situations. And I tell you, you know, the amount of connection and the emails that I got about that, or what they just thought of me as a person, they weren't even going bald. So I'm learning that more and more and more, that the more transparent I can be, the more connection. Now, if you want to be a fitness expert, you want to share your story, or again, whatever it is, this, I know I have a lot of people from the whole personal development crowd who listen to this, who may have a slight interest in fitness, but it's really about becoming the best that they can be and helping others do that too. This is something that you got to remember, is that there's 7 billion people on the planet. You know, all you have to do is be better than a segment. You don't have to be better than everybody listening to you, right? With 7 billion people on the planet, you know, let's just think small. You just be you. You know, obviously, you're probably good in some areas if you have enough confidence to make a YouTube video, to have a podcast, to have a blog, right? What if you just were you, and you were confident that you were better than 100 people out there? So it was just a matter of time, out of the 7 billion people on the planet, that 100 gravitated to you, and, oh my God, Joe, oh my God, Jane, the way I can relate to you, you've changed my life, right? I thought I was the only one to feel that way, right? Well, 100, you know, would be a great place to be. That's a very, 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 very small percentage out of 7 billion people. You just have to, you know, get your message out there, be persistent enough, and find a way to draw your 100. Well, think about it. And, you know, if you offered services, you want to build a business by helping others, you know, there's 100 to start off with, right? What if that increases to 500 or 1,000 or 10,000 people, right, over enough time? 10,000 is a very, 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 very small percentage of 7 billion too, right? You can build quite a business and change people's lives, right, by sharing your story that way. You don't have to be better than everybody. Quit putting that pressure on yourself and just be you. So I guess the reason why I'm saying that's an extra little message, because I do have a lot of people who come to me. They see the lifestyle that I live, all the things that I love doing. You know, I got up at 4 o'clock on a Saturday. I could have slept in. And I just wanted to get up because I get to do this kind of stuff all day long, right? And support my family, right? There's a lot of people who come to me who want to live this lifestyle. And so those are the type of things that they love hearing. So I threw that little tip in. But how it relates is, you know, if we want to get into a situation, you want to call up. We could do it live on the air on a Saturday morning when the podcast airs, or we can do it when it's more convenient for you. And we can just pre-record it, and I'll do everything I can help, and you can share your story, change the world, promote yourself and your business and your story, because I'll tell you this, you know, there's plenty of people to go around. I would love to help you get started on your dream and your mission by sharing your story, especially if it's something that complements, that augments, bolsters this, what I'm really passionate about, this theme about helping you have more than just muscles and not just, you know, gravitate towards the structure of bodybuilding and training and the love and making you feeling good and it leaving holes in your life. But you think you have to make the choice. You got to put up with all those holes because of your passion for bodybuilding fitness to have that complete overall life that, you know, that I wasn't able to get. I wish I had podcasts like this. I wish I heard stories to help me relate, at least not make me feel bad while I was going through it. Like, God, am I a freak? Right? And so this is just to make you feel good as you're going through the journey. So, you know, if you have that same thing, I'd love to promote you and where you're going by sharing your story. So live calls, recorded calls, you know, if you want some coaching or you just want to share your story. I also, in the future, I want to reach out to people who I know. You know, like I said, behind the scenes, these are guys that I'm thinking of particularly that have achieved a lot with their bodybuilding and training career. Maybe they've retired from that whole competitive thing, and they're still kind of trying to put the pieces all together to balance it all out, to become more than just muscles. But they've just been so dedicated in that mindset and lifestyle, that new way of thinking, especially when you get rewarded for the old, less developed, less evolved version of you. It's tough just to click and figure it out and go to the, just make those changes in life. I know it was challenging for me. I can think of a couple of gentlemen who I love to get on this podcast where we've talked privately for them to share their experience, what they've gone through. So one, you can relate to them and realize you're not a freak too for thinking this way. Or two, give you strategies on creating a bigger picture sooner rather than later. Like I said, I would have loved to have had a podcast like this one when I was going through the journey. And maybe I wouldn't have done everything, but you know, just easing the burden would have been nice. In one of my other podcasts, I interview what I call the most passionate and interesting people in the bodybuilding and fitness industry, right? And I just did a podcast with currently the youngest IFBB professional bodybuilder. He's 20 years old. His name is Cody Montgomery. And by the way, here's a short link to get to that podcast if this interests you. It's www.sltips.com, right? SL, skip a core, www.sltips.com/Cody, C-O-D-Y, all right? sltips.com/Cody. And so here's, you know, this 20-year-old, and he's a three-time teen collegiate champion too, right? And this guy hobnobs with the who's who in bodybuilding and fitness at 20 years old. He just, in his first show as an adult man in the open division, he won the USA overall title, right? Youngest IFBB professional bodybuilder. And it's a great interview because a lot of things to take from it. But the thing I want to focus on here is that he talks about a relationship. He's had one girlfriend, and she was there for all those three national champion victories. You know, you see in the interview, I'll ask him like one or two times. Like I was trying to ask him if his dedication to bodybuilding and fitness, you know, caused the breakup. But I think it was a little bit too close to him. He talked about the depression of this breaking up and, you know, not being able to have what he had for his three other national championship victories. He didn't have that, and the depression and that he went through, that he describes it that way, and why that, you know, overcoming all that and achieving his dreams. But I'll tell you, he makes no bones about the fact how much that hurt him and how important it is to his life. Now, there's other things that when you listen to the podcast that he talked about, and that's this really close, supportive family that he has, right? He's got a brother and a sister, and he's got parents that are engineers that really stress education. They're really supportive. Really good kid. Really, you know, had a lot of great foundation to begin with. But he talks about, you know, the thing that he could easily go, I'm just 20 years old. Man, there'll be plenty of girls to be around. This is no big deal. He could say, hey, she doesn't like, look, I got to chase my dreams, right? But, you know, that's an important part of his life. That's what balances to him. You know, he talks about the challenges in dealing with that, right? You know, that's something like, you know, I can't speak for him, but, you know, there is a point, window of opportunity, we got to take advantage of it. But I just don't see, in my mind, that if he was 35 years old, 15 years from now, and he was in the same place without that love and connection, family that he grew up with, that is obviously important to him as a 20-year-old kid, I don't know if that would be the right balance for him, right? We all have our journey. But I want to get, I just thought that was interesting. It is interesting, too, that, you know, a lot of us, and if this is true for you, I mean, it's my situation. We didn't have that stable, consistent, you know, I had a father who, you know, I didn't see past the age, I don't even know, or 7 or 10 or whatever. I just, you know, I don't know, 5 or 6, 7 years ago, I don't even remember. It was the first time I saw him in many, 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 many years, right? Just a distant memory. I just wanted to kind of see that. But, you know, as a kid, you know, that as a boy, you think, oh, it's just my fantasy. And it's something that I didn't talk about. I didn't talk about it with my mom or my stepdad or even my brother, my biological brother who was in the same situation. It was just something I went in my own head. And as I think back, the abandonment feelings that you don't describe it as abandonment because that's just the way that you lived. But I do remember, you know, there were certain things that I would do. It's like I would have conversations with people who I knew. I remember this like at 15 or 16, and I would say, oh, my real dad is in St. Louis or something like that. I don't think anybody even asked me that, but I would create these stories. Like in my head, if I were to think back when I was a little boy, it would be like, you know, life would be so much better. All the pains, all the challenges, all the good times would be better, and the bad times would be more bearable if just my dad wasn't around. And now I had a stepfather, right? So it's no disrespect to him. But that's, you know, how it was formulated in my mind, and I was trapped with nobody to talk to about that. You know, abandonment really has, even though we don't think of it that, and we've only lived that way, and people tell you, oh, your past doesn't matter, and all those times, I can really see how that's really affected my thinking in a lot of ways. And I talk to men all the time with my coaching that I do, coaching program. They have the similar backgrounds, and they don't understand, you know, how that's affecting the decisions that they make going forward. You know, and a lot of times that's the reason why those type of things and others are why we get into this. We control our emotions. We depend on ourselves. And that's why we're into this whole bodybuilding and training thing. And that's why it makes us feel so good. And then also, that's usually the thing that creates this disconnect with people. And we want to talk about how to get support of people, how to get them to understand later on in this podcast. I want to get to that whole meat. But the path that we chose to regulate those emotions, something that we're making up from, that's why we came here. It's also the thing that prevents us from living those feelings and emotions that we've never experienced, but we really want. It's just a crazy, powerful concept to really think about. And that's the reason why a lot of us are in all this. And so, if that's true of you, you know, you may be able to see why it's having all its positive effects, and then you got to deal with a lot of negative effects. One thing that is very consistent in life, and whether you're in bodybuilding and training or whatever it is, whatever you're going for in life, you know, we all have these pains that we go through that we experience. And it doesn't matter what other people think or how they process the same situation. What matters is the way we think. And it really doesn't matter if people say, oh, you should just forget about that. It doesn't matter. Even if you tell yourself that it doesn't matter, if it does matter, you know, look, we take on all these emotions and feelings and perceptions of how the world works when we're 8 years old. And we have no experience of the big picture. So it really affected us, our emotions, the way we see the world, what we're afraid of, what we're cautious of, what we stay away from, right? And it doesn't matter if we're now 32 years old and we can logically say why that feeling I had when I was 8 years old, that's not the way it is. My dad really did love me, or he had all these reasons, blah, 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 whatever. It doesn't matter. It's signed, sealed, and delivered into our nervous system, and it's just going on in the background, whether we realize it or not. And so understanding all that is important, especially if you want to go forward, right? What I'm saying is we all have these things, and we find something that shields us from the pain. And for a lot of us, that's what this whole bodybuilding training is structured, depending on ourselves, not other people, right? That's what it is. And I'll tell you is that I see memes, I see it more often where people say, look, you know, they double down and they say, look, I need this bodybuilding and training. You know, I need it because it helps me get over. I mean, it helped me from suicide or depression or bad relationship. I need this. I hear that more and more. I mean, that's a good first start, right? But the thing is, We all create this shield to prevent us from pain. We can regulate our emotions. We don't have to depend on other people. We can feel a certain level of happiness ourselves. With that shield, we're protected. But I'll just tell you this. I don't care what aspect of life it is, and we're talking bodybuilding and training right now. Your shield will eventually, after it does its job of protecting you from pain, your shield will be the same thing that blocks away all the bad stuff is going to be the same obstacle. It's the same shield that blocks you from the great stuff that takes your life to the highest, high level. Right? Let me say that again. The same shield that protects you from all this pain that you don't want to experience, that, you know, that barrier, that, you know, figurative shield that blocks away the pain, after it does its job, after a while, that same shield, that same barrier is going to be the very same thing that blocks all the real good stuff, the really good emotions, the really good experience, the really good people that you really want if you could live your life any way you wanted it. That very same shield that protected you will be blocking you from living life at the highest level and all the emotions you say you're going to eventually have. You got to understand that. And maybe that's where you're at right now. Well, Skip, hey, how do I get through it? Well, let's just first start by understanding that. Powerful stuff, huh? Right? You could tell I've had my evolution, my manformation. You know, I want you to go to my website, itsamatteroftrust.com. Itsamatteroftrust.com. It's for my upcoming book that I've been writing as I've been making my manformation, my transformation, putting me in a position to even talk to you about all this stuff, right? Itsamatteroftrust.com. I have a book excerpts, right, about my journey going through, you know, happiness. You know, again, if you look at the Google search and the images, you can see this physique, you can read my resume, it seems like all the stuff that I've been able to accomplish, good stuff, right? I let you know about all the challenges that were behind the scenes. I am sure that if you listen to this podcast for as long as you have, and you've listened to the first four More Than Just Muscles podcast, you will identify with not three quarters of every scenario I talked about, if not all of them. And if that is true, I want you to send me an email. There's a form. Hey, does this hit home? Can you relate to this? Am I touching you in some way? I want you to reach out to me. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. When you go to It's a Matter of Trust and you read those excerpts down below, fill out the form. It's my passion to help people get to the other side with podcasts like this through my one-on-one weekly coaching. You know, if you're passionate enough and you inspire me, right, I love reaching out and helping people, right? But but you have to understand, I have my family is my number one concern these days. My business, I have a group of men who get one-on-one everyday coaching with me. So I have my priorities. I would love to reach out. Like I do on, you know, these podcasts and all the things that I do. I'd love to reach out to you individually, but I got to be moved. You got to sell me. And again, not for me. But I just want to be moved. Oh my God, this person, they're almost there. I can reach out and with my massive experience in personal development, helping other people, coaching, I can help them. And I am so moved that I want to do that for them. You know, as a matter of fact, you're going to see on my websites, you know, I am so committed to helping other people get to the other side and have the happiness and joy that they want. Every article that's going to be on my website, there's going to be something on the bottom. Does this move you? Does this move you to create change? What is that change? What it was about this article? Send it to me because I'll tell you, if I'm moved, I'm going to help push people to the other side. But I got to know they're committed. On a scale from 1 to 10, it's like an 11 that they're ready to change because I'll tell you, more and more information, podcasts like this one, articles, I know that they seem real good. They make you feel real good. They give you something to talk about to your tribe, your congregation, your people. You know, really, boy, look, you're interesting, right? You're piggybacking on all these thoughts that I've sat around and thought about for the last 30 years, paid a lot of money to break all this down. You know, boom, instant, you're significant, right? You got interesting things to talk about. You know, I understand how the purpose is this survey. I've been doing it a long time. I've gotten a lot of feedback. That's great. I'm glad I could do that for you. But when I know that a person really wants to change, on a scale from 1 to 10, it's 11. They're just there. They're not here just to be entertained or have good things to talk about or good stories and analogies. I do everything I can. I do everything I can. All right, so we're going to take another quick break. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about how to find people to support you, to get it, get you, your dedication to bodybuilding and training, the whole fitness thing, the whole fitness lifestyle, right? And more importantly, you know, help you understand their point of view. All right, so we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is brought to you by Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, the highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplements and sports nutrition products on the market. Supreme. Clean. Mass Machine Nutrition. Check out the entire line at www.massmachinenutrition.com. Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition is also available at the world's number one online supplement store, bodybuilding.com.
We are back with this More Than Just Muscles podcast. I am Skip LaCour. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to what I have to say, my perspective of the world, making it through this far into this podcast and supporting me in all the other ways that you do. I really appreciate that. I understand that this whole social media thing, it has experts and their opinions. You're just bombarded with them. And you taking the time to be listening to this while you're working out, you're walking, or whatever you're doing, and you've made it this far to listen to me, that's quite a compliment. I am flattered that you've taken the time with all those different options. I just want you to know that. This is my passion to help you become more than just muscles, to have the life that you really want. And so let's talk about the topic today. All this other stuff. You know, we talk about, okay, I hear this complaint all the time. Damn it. Why can't I find somebody who doesn't get on me about working out? They get on me about eating. I don't want to eat that crap. I don't want to party. Shut the hell up. God, I am so sick and tired of these other people, right? You hear that sentiment, that complaint all the time on social media, right? I'm sure you've experienced it yourself. And the advice that you'll get when you're, you know, amongst your tribe of birds of a feather who flock together, who they say, ah, screw people. Screw them. Just wait around and find somebody who agrees with you. There are people out there, you know, right? And that's pretty much the sentiment. You just be you. You just be you. Don't change for anybody. And I'll tell you, I talked about it, I think, in the first More Than Just Muscles podcast, is you got to be really careful of the advice you get from really anybody in life. I talked about even with me, be a critical thinker, right? But especially like fitness experts who you can tell their whole life has been revolved around fitness, because they prioritize that and they don't prioritize other things. And that's probably why they're this tremendous expert with this extreme body that looks so awesome. And that's why you admire them. You admire them for their body. You may not admire them for how they put their life together. You got to make sure that you understand that. A lot of times, many times, they give you life advice from that perspective that, I mean, totally sucks. I mean, I follow some fitness experts, and the stuff that comes out of their mouth, I'm going, ugh, it just makes me sick. Because it is the worst life advice ever, in my opinion, right? And normally, the life advice is about people. It's about basically saying, you do your thing, you be you, screw other people, don't listen to other people. And that's pretty much the sentiment. Well, look, between you and me, this is just you and me talking, right? You and I, we know we have challenges. We know we're not perfect. We know that we want to, we could be happy with who we are. Some of us aren't, right? We know that just being who we are because of the challenges, maybe the things, the feelings that, you know, I shared with you about my life that you read about on itsamatteroftrust.com. I want to be better. I don't want to just be me. Quit telling me to be me, because being me is okay, but it also makes other areas of my life suck. Sometimes you can't just be you, or if you just keep on being you, You better be happy with your life and not settling. You are really happy because being you put you in this place, all the good stuff and all the challenging things. You want to be a better version of you. So you're getting these advice from these fitness stars telling you just to be you. They're giving you a sentence. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right? And I'll tell you, I don't know if this doesn't apply to you. I'm not talking about you. But many of these people who come to the decision that they don't need people in their life, that sucks, I'll just wait around to find somebody who does. Man, they're hurting inside. That's what I liked about that Cody Montgomery interview, the IFBB professional bodybuilder I talked about in that podcast. He talks about the pain about not having that in his life. While he's got the brightest future at 20 years old to achieve this goal that many, many, many thousands of people around the world for many years have gone for. He's got it right in his hands at 20 years old. But he comes from a family, love and connection. That is important to him. He's not trying to throw it away. He knows he misses it. Now, how he, balances it all and over what period of time, that may be a different thing. But he doesn't act like it doesn't matter. And I know a lot of these guys complaining about all this. It does matter. It does matter. So quit pretending that, if you come from a good family, you've had love and connection, and that's what you want, and the bodybuilding and training is kind of preventing that, don't say you don't want it. And if you've never felt that love and connection at the level with people that you really wanted, something you've never felt and it's foreign to you and you're trying to feel something you've never felt, but you really want it when it's going to be all said and done, don't deny the fact that you want that in your life. Again, this is just you and me talking. You don't have to let anybody else know on the internet, right? Because you have to put it out there. This is what I want, and it's okay for me to want this. I may never, ever, never have it, but I want it because that's how it works. Think about your bodybuilding. If you've ever entered a contest, you don't know if you're going to stack up well. You don't know what place you're going to come in. You don't know if you could do it, but you just have this goal of what you want, and then you reverse engineer your life, and you find a way to be looking amazing out that stage. Win or lose, you gave it your all. You didn't know how the steps were all going to work out. You didn't know if you knew enough. You didn't know if you can compete at the highest level against whoever is going to show up, but you did it anyway because you had an outcome in mind that you were unafraid to put it out there. Now, again, that kind of fits into the whole bodybuilding and training thing is those are a lot of controllable factors. You can control yourself of you eating and training, giving your best effort, right? It's you against you. Again, that's, relationships. It's not just you against you. And so that's a good analogy in one way about how you found something that you wanted, but it's not a good analogy for what we're talking about because it is you against you. We got to find a way to, how do we make this work out with that uncontrollable factor that you can't control, and that's other people. It's that variable. They've got their own lives, needs, and opinions, right? So the first thing you got to say, I want it and. I want to do my fitness lifestyle and have connection with people. Not or, like a lot of the fitness experts are telling you, right? I'll just tell you a couple stories because this has always been a challenge with me. And, I am very, very happily married. My wife had a fitness background, even though I didn't know her at that time. What we're doing with our lives right now, I'm very, very happy. We got two small, awesome children. And, that's why I say if you're in this bodybuilding and whole fitness thing, and, you may think that you're eventually just going to get there. And I hope that does happen. For some of us, some changes need to be made. You can't just be you. If you need to make changes, again, when you say this is what I want, this is where a podcast like this can come into your life and give you the distinctions, the mindset that you need. Maybe even take it further. Come to me. Send me that email. Maybe even, who knows, go for it. I want to get to the other side like him, which men have done. They've followed me for years and see what I've accomplished. Now they see the family life that I enjoy, and they can just, I get emails. You know what? There's a lot of people pretending to be happy on the internet, man, I've been following you. I've known you. I've read your stuff. I've got this connection. I can tell you're really happy. I need some of that. And they come to me for my exclusive one-on-one weekly coaching where I use all the insight with them specifically to get them to the other side, right? But it's not going to happen unless you say, I want this and. I want the bodybuilding lifestyle and. And so information, perspective comes to you by setting that goal. So stop denying it like some of those fitness experts tell you. Stop denying that you really need it. Stop believing that when you already know that being you isn't going to work, you need to be you with a few upgrades. All right. So let's talk about that. You know, is the whole bodybuilding lifestyle, is it selfish? You know, I mean, look, relationships are merely agreements between two people. I'm going to do this. Is that okay with you? Yeah. No, it's not. Yes, it is. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to treat you this way when you treat me. When I do this, is that good? No, yes. It doesn't matter. Nobody can say, oh, that's the way to have a relationship, and that's not the way to have a relationship. That's not how it works. It's just, it's individual between the people, right? Here's a challenging thing is that someone can like something and be okay with something at the beginning, think it's all cool, but they change later on. It's not cool anymore. And really, you got to understand, they have every right, just like you, to change their mind to, you know, you don't just decide, okay, I'm at point A, I want to go to point B in my life, and I made this decision without even having all the information, without experiencing the ups and downs along the way. Oh, but I made a decision, I got to stick with it. You know, many people in bodybuilding and fitness who are, you know, really into the lifestyle, they get disappointed with the people they're with. They say, you know what, they knew exactly who I was. They like this, and they like this, and this and that, and this and that, right? And now they're changing their mind. Like, there's something wrong with that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the only time I would think that that's a challenge is if you're married, and probably married with children, where children's lives are affected by a commitment that you made that you no longer like, right? But if you're just dating somebody for 3 months or 6 months or whatever, and they try the whole bodybuilding and fitness thing, your lifestyle, and then they say, I don't like that. That's what dating is for, right? To try it out, see if it works. And if it doesn't, they have every right to say, I don't like all this, just like you have every right to not like things about them. So quit being so offended because they knew what you were like and they seemed to like and they changed their mind. They can change their mind, right? You know, one thing you got to understand is that if you can relate to me and say that, you know, bodybuilding and training helped you regulate certain emotions, or it's you against you, think about that. Going for something that's you against you, that you don't have to depend on other people and be open and connected, you can be relying on yourself. And again, some fitness experts tell you, think about you. You are the only thing that matters, right? Well, if you want to do that and you don't have a connection with people, because, well, guess what? They see that it's just you. You are regulating your emotions, and you are the most important person in your life. And I know you're going to get a lot of people to support you with that. But I'll tell you, and here's another thing, is that do you want a person like that in your life? Right? You know, there is a way to live this life and do your passion and not use that as a way to regulate your emotions, even though that's what you've done your whole life. You know, this is where that trust comes in. That's why this is the reason why my book is called It's a Matter of Trust. And, you know, as the book comes out, you'll understand the connection is that, you know, with bodybuilding and training and getting so much emotion from that, I don't have to trust other people to come through. I don't have to trust people to do what they say, and I can still be happy. Now, that's a safe place to be, but that doesn't create that real deep connection with people. It doesn't. You know, healthy people who don't need to go to bodybuilding training, like for the reasons why I did, they can respect, or maybe they don't understand. They don't understand people the way, and maybe I'm explaining it, right? That's weird to them. To go in your little cave of behaviors to regulate your emotions, they're more into connection like you say that you want. And they don't want someone who, they want, because in this other world that you may not really understand, they connect. They depend on each other. They, like this Cody Montgomery, you know, he put his heart and soul in, you know, this other person, and it worked for a while and it doesn't. He was willing to put his heart into it and have it fail. Now, some of you are going, oh my God, that's devastating, right? Well, look, he speaks very highly of her, and it helped him achieve different, you know, you're going to put your heart out there, but when you're able to give yourself to somebody, not knowing it could blow up in your face, that creates a deeper connection than the safe place. right? And, you know, here's the thing. This is something I realized as I was going through this, is that I instinctively knew that, man, I tell you, talk about dedicated. I mean, it was my passion, my identity, my life, my business, my future. I mean, worldwide, this and all that, my moneymaker. What I didn't realize so much at the time is how much that was regulating my emotions, my pain, my lack of trust, my abandonment issues. I didn't realize all that because I saw myself as a sane person and all that, and your past doesn't matter, and on and on and on. I didn't realize bodybuilding was so therapeutic for me. And I didn't put my heart totally in the other person. I didn't realize that. Think about it. You know, it's the weekend, right? It's Saturday. And, you know, you work all week, your significant other works all week. And, you know, and then there's just 2 days. Your life isn't to work, it's to connect. And you have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, do your cardio instead of loving and connecting. I'm not saying that's wrong, but that's one approach to life. They may want to take that time just to connect and hold. You know, that's what life is about to them. They don't have to, they don't have this escape that regulates their thoughts and emotions and their, you know, brain waves and their blood levels and, you know, their, you know, everything with their emotions, right? They don't have that. They get it from connection, right? And you need to understand that, just that way of thinking. It's they're not wrong for wanting that, just like you're not wrong for what you want. The thing is what you want, is going to get you what you really want? Is that shield that you have blocking you for what you ultimately want? See, I knew what I ultimately wanted. I didn't necessarily know if the shield was about that whole thing. I don't know if I was involved enough. But you know, one thing that I did realize, the girlfriends, because every contest year, I'd never had a girlfriend for two consecutive contest runs. And I would do like yearly contests. I'm pretty sure I've never had a girlfriend for both because that's how intense I was. That's where my mind was. And look at all the pictures, look at all the trophies, all the things, right, that I got from it, right? But that was one place where I suffered. I couldn't find a way to do both. But see, I would in my off seasons, usually when I would attract the girlfriends, and I knew I was going for this loving, warm, connected type person. Here's the thing is that, you know, when the fitness experts tell you to get someone who's just like you, well, and I talk about this in the matter of trust. I had this one girlfriend. She's a great girl. And, you know, she was doing a contest. I got her prepared for her first contest. And anyway, the point was I was headed off to New York City for my championship win. And I needed a ride to the airport. Now, I could get a talent car or whatever, but I said, hey, you know, I would think she would want to take me to the airport. But she was doing a contest like a month and a half later. And she didn't want to be disrupted from her pattern. Like, oh, I'm thinking. And I was hurt in a way. It was like, because it was her first contest. She looked amazing. She did amazingly well, looked amazing in her first contest. Really shocked a lot of people because it was a high-level contest. And I used to train in the morning, and then I would go to the next gym just to train her personally. Of course, all my secrets, all my dieting, it started her heart at an amazingly high level for her first contest. But she had the same mentality as me. And I just think about all the people who I didn't take to the airport figuratively, right? The point that I'm saying is the person who would put up and that would follow this whole lifestyle may not be the person who's as loving and connecting as you're not, if that makes any sense. Or maybe you're happy, two people, you know, just going in the night, doing their things. But it's same thing with you. When you want to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and do your cardio instead of cuddling on a Saturday, well, it's okay that she may want to conserve her energy, I don't know, to never have sex with you, right? Or, you know, because that's not where her mind is, because it's on her fitness, it's her contest. I mean, she can choose how she does it. You can't want her to be the way you want, and want her to be okay with what you don't want, or you know what I mean by that, right? So what I'm saying, the person who can just, you know, cut themselves off for this goal in mind that comes with bodybuilding and fitness, the girl who can understand that and do that may not be the warm, loving person that you need in your life to balance out maybe the reasons why you're doing it, right? So you can get your match and then be unfulfilled, right? Just tell you a couple stories about a couple girlfriends that I have, and I think this is they're good examples of understanding this whole perspective. So one girlfriend that I had, and this was like my second year of competing. I wasn't totally all into it. I didn't know this was going to be my destiny and my career and all that, but I loved it. I was like the local little guy and everything like that. Great girl, and you know, again, she loved the whole fitness thing. I think that when I met her, she was like at the gym, and so just my last few weeks, I think she came to a show that I won or something. So she didn't have to put up with any of the hard stuff, right? And you know what? And I didn't know when the next time I was competing. I think it was the biggest break between contests. It was like a year and a half. And in that year and a half, I think back, we had the most fun is, you know, Sunday brunches, jazz concerts, trips, and things like that. I was a real human being, right? It was fun when I look back. That was before I really got into it, where I just lived it and breathed it, not just the training and the competing, but also making it as a profession, right? And she was into fitness too, not as a competitor, those type of things. Like, I mean, she liked going to the gym, but you know, she came to me and said, you know what, you know, now you've got your job, you're getting up early in the morning. And it wasn't about the training. It was about, I was writing articles. I was working on a computer for all this. And I would, after my day of work, I'd do a second shift at the gym, and then I'd come back and work some more. She said, you know what, I don't want to live this lifestyle. I want to have fun like we had, right? So she got, I don't know, about a year of fun, and then I went into this mode, right? Now think about it. I wouldn't be here talking to you today. I wouldn't have, I had to go in that mode. And I, you know, gladly made the choice then, is that, okay, it's either me or my dreams. You're out of here, right? And I don't know if I, you know, if I sit back and regret that so much. I mean, she's a great person. I mean, whatever. But the point is, I understand where she's coming from a lot more now than I did at the time. You know, I had this other girlfriend who was really into fitness too, right? This is years later, right? And I remember she came into my work. And so, you know, I worked at a grocery store, if you know, I was a manager. Well, my assistant manager was a regular guy, a great guy. And so he met her and they were talking. And he had a boat. And he talked about, you know, water skiing. And, you know, I remember, you know, we were all in the office and he was saying, yeah, maybe, you know, you're here in town. You could, you know, go out on my boat or do this. And you know what? I was in my mode, training, eating. I probably had a contest within foreseeable future. That didn't even register, because you can really, that's just not stuff that I do. That I'm all about training, and that was my lifestyle. That was my identity. And whatever he was saying, just went in one ear and out the other. And I remember him pulling me aside later on, and he said, he goes, Skip, did you see how her eyes lit up when I talked about water skiing? And I said, no. And I could really, I mean, nothing against her, nothing against water skiing, but I could care less. I was in my zone. And he basically was saying, and he's a good guy and a good friend. We spent a lot of time together working. He basically said, you better watch that. You know, she really wants to do that. Are you missing something? She really wants to do that. That really made her light up and be happy. Never even registered. Honestly, never even registered because of the place that I was in. And I know you can respect the place that I was in. But it just makes me think, is that how many of their feelings and emotions of the people that I was with, that they have every right to feel the way that they do, I just wasn't in that place, that I ignored those feelings. I didn't acknowledge those feelings. How great of a place can that be for them to be in? Probably just as frustrating as you want to do your thing. I'm not saying one is right or wrong, but if you understand that they're not driven all the same way as you are. Those are two perfect examples. We're not talking about couch potatoes. We're talking about, you know, fitness people. But my level was just more than them. Here's one thing to remember about this too, is that if you want to wait around for that perfect match like the fitness experts tell you to do, man, good freaking luck with that, all right? Because that everything matches, everything. The level of dedication, what sacrifice, that you're on the perfect wavelength of what's important, what's not. You can be waiting forever. Just something to think about. I think, you know, finding someone who has a common interest, but communicating. But communicating, first of all, so what can you take from this? Here's some takeaways. Okay, if you know that bodybuilding and training is your whole thing for whatever reasons, maybe it's not from a good place, you need to understand that. Is this the best way to get from point A to point B, or is this like a pit stop to regulate your emotions? If you want to have a bigger prize with, you know, more connection with other people, maybe this pit stop, this shield, is making you feel good now, but is preventing you from what you say you want. You might have to find another avenue or a different way of approaching this to get to where you really want. Maybe there's a different way to regulate your emotions. Maybe it's more and like I'm talking about. The other thing is they have every right to change their mind if they don't like it. That's what, it's just agreements, just like you do too. Is the person who is so blocked off, they have their shield up too, where living your lifestyle that you want to live without them bugging you about it because they don't care, is that enough connection for you? Or do you want them to be more connected, want that love more than you? But you want them to take the risk and them to go for it. And be more persistent to have it and put their heart on the line more than you. You want them to depend on the relationship more than you're willing to depend on the relationship, right? So, like I said, a lot of things to think about. It's not just about finding that right person. I think it's you got to really think about stepping into their shoes. You got to step into your own shoes and think of why you're doing all and think of the bigger picture, right? Again, if this podcast moves you, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Tell me why. Tell me why. Maybe I can help you get to the other side. Make sure that you go to my website, itsamatteroftrust.com. Read those experts. Tell me what you think of those too. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this More Than Just Muscles podcast. Hopefully this brought a little insight into your life to help you get to that life that you really want and really become more than just muscles. Have a great day.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast.
Do you feel that you just can't get yourself motivated and disciplined enough to actually do the important things you know you must to reach those goals in life that you always say you want? Have you ever worked long and hard toward your ambitious goals, only to ask yourself, is this all there is once you've achieved them? If you can relate to these challenges, feelings, and emotions, then Skip LaCour's book, It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, will give you the insight and perspective to finally understand the obstacles that stand in your way and prevent you from living the life you really want. It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder is Skip LaCour's very personal and revealing story about his journey to find the oftentimes elusive feeling of happiness in life that we're all looking for. In this book, the 6-time national champion, drug-free bodybuilder, entrepreneur, and speaker shares with you the most powerful lessons that he's learned about life to make your experience the very best it can be. It's his sincere effort to make good on the promise he made to himself during his darkest days, to make sure that the personal pain that he suffered doing everything he believed was right, and most importantly, exactly what he did to overcome that pain, empowers you with more direction, perspective, insight, love, and passion sooner rather than later. In the social media age, where it seems as though everyone is trying to present their lives to be a lot better than they really are, Skip LaCour makes sure he doesn't play that game, so he provides you with the clarity and direction you've been searching for. Everything that happens in your life can and will serve you in some way, shape, or form. It's just a matter of time until you realize it. It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder by Skip LaCour will help you realize this about your own life. This book could very well be the source of the inspiration and information that you need to finally take control over your life and find your personal path to happiness. To learn more about It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder by Skip LaCour, go to www.itsamatteroftrust.com.